Iraq's Al Anbar province claimed the life of a young soldier from Maine on March 13th. 21-year-old Angel Rosa joined the Marines just last year. His death during combat operations came barely 2 months into his first tour in Iraq. Jean Barron reports from Portland, Maine.
Friends and family describe Rosa as a proud Puerto Rican-born man, an accomplished athlete, gregarious, a natural leader. Angel and his wife, 21-year-old Elise Rosa, were married less than a year ago. On this day, she's clutching his red and white soccer jacket, and she says she always wears copies of his dog tags.
Because they're a part of him, you know, he always had to have them on. You know, the Marines, they get in trouble if they don't. So...
In photos, Angel Rosa's a broad-faced, big-smiling, athletic man. He and Elise met working at the same restaurant, and last year he proposed while at boot camp. Elise says she kept the proposal letter in a scrapbook with other tokens of their short marriage.
Things like that. I saved plane ticket stubs and...
Memories of happy times.
Absolutely. There were nothing but happy times.
Elise says she supported Rosa when he began to talk of joining the Marines. He'd overcome a lot, she says, learning English once he moved permanently to Maine from Puerto Rico with his mother. Elise says Rosa saw the Marines as a way to challenge himself. Talking outside Rosa's family home on the day Rosa's death was made public, his stepfather, Robert Bradbury, a large, white-haired man, reads from an essay Rosa wrote when he finished boot camp.
I knew that I... was definitely crazy enough to go and try and be a Marine. I figured I had a few doubts, but as I began completing goals and being more confident, then I knew mentally I could do anything.
Angel is and was one of the most intense competitors that I've seen in the years that I've coached.
Adam Perrin was Rosa's varsity soccer coach at South Portland High, where he graduated in 2004. And in the halls of that school, Principal Jean Crocker says Angel Rosa is remembered as a beloved student.
He was very friendly, very outgoing, was one of those students whose friendships crossed all of the normal boundaries.
But by the time Rosa joined the Marines, his stepfather, Robert Bradbury, says he was a man making a man's choices.
The outcome is not exactly what any of us wanted, for sure. Because, I mean, that's one thing people don't realize is when one person gets lost, like my son, that you lose entire generations. You know, it's not going to be any grandkids. It's not going to be any more birthdays.
But his widow, Elise, says Rosa did what he had to do, and she's proud of him for it, and so she says she wouldn't have it any other way. For NPR News, I'm Jean Barron.